Okay, this goes to PACE with all capital letters, P like Paul, A, C, E. Fax 989-953-5801. Regarding James, middle initial W, last name Wing, W-I-N-G. Date of birth 9/1/1949. Dear sirs at PACE, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Wing with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, recurrent kidney stones, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. His last visit was December 11th of 2023. The patient has seen a urologist in Lansing. He was set for a surgery at Sparrow Hospital to have a stent removed from the ureter, and also several kidney stones were to be extracted. However, his blood sugar was in the 400s and his hemoglobin A1C was over 12. So the surgery was canceled until he could get better diabetic control. And since that time, he's on long-acting insulin. He's not sure of the dose. Regular insulin 3 times a day with meals per sliding scale, as well as Mounjaro 2.5 milligram daily. He does have a 24-hour glucose monitoring device in place, and his wife reports that the blood sugars are ranging occasionally 150 and generally not over 300 when checked by the Dexcom blood sugar monitoring device. He does have chronic edema of the lower extremities, and he has been treated for cellulitis in the right lower extremities. Currently, there's no recurrence, the wife says. And since his last visit, Eliquis was increased from 2.5 milligram daily to 5 milligram twice a day. And he's been started on omeprazole 20 milligram daily, as well as calcium, magnesium, Ocuvite eye vitamins, Januvia, and he's not on Januvia anymore. That's been discontinued and replaced by Mounjaro. He is not on any diuretics. He's also on bisoprolol 2.5 milligram twice a day, and glipizide is 10 milligram once a day. For pain, he uses Tylenol with codeine at 300/15 every 6 hours as needed for pain, and he does not use oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam. Weight is 256 pounds. That is a 9-pound decrease over the last 6 months. Pulse is 92, and blood pressure is 124 over 68. His neck is supple. There is no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites, and he has 2+ edema of the lower extremities, the right lower extremity above the ankle and halfway up the calf is erythematous without any warmth. No weeping or open sores are noted. And labs, most recent lab studies were done June 5th of 2024. Creatinine is improved 1.59 with estimated GFR of 45. Glucose was 249. Calcium is 10. Albumin 4.2. Sodium 138. Potassium 4.5. Carbon dioxide 30. Liver enzymes are normal. Phosphorus 3.2. Hemoglobin 13.4 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms, no progression of disease. 2, kidney stones and stent, which require pretty urgent removal. The stent was placed in September of last year, and that will need to be removed to prevent scarring in the ureter. Hopefully that will be able to be done soon, as long as blood sugars are improved. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, diabetic nephropathy. We will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. And he should be re-referred to the urologist, or at least surgery should be encouraged as soon as possible to remove that stent and the kidney stones, especially if his blood sugars are improved. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.